Coming up on this week's episode of the Ask Women podcast, another episode of Help a Brother Out. We have Omar back on the phone with us, the foot surgeon, if you don't remember from a couple of weeks ago. We help him more with his online dating journey. So stay tuned.
Hey guys, welcome to the Ask Women podcast, where you get real advice straight from the source. Women, I'm Kristen Carney, a comedian and your host here, of course, with Marnie Kinrish. She is a best-selling author of Get Insider. You guys should check that out if you haven't yet. And we have our voice of man, who's a very funny comedian, and
he's hot right now.
He's got
apparently.
Heat, and that
he
doesn't mean diarrhea.
It does not mean diarrhea.
Neil Nanda is with us. So hey, Neil, thanks for hanging out.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, yes. So we did listen. So we played Omar's coaching call, and so I guess he's going to come back on the show today. And I'm really excited to have him so I can tell him to shut the fuck up. I don't know about you guys.
Not a fan of Omar.
No, I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not like, I don't know him. I don't dislike the guy, but just.
No, you hate him.
Cutting
okay.
into everything you were saying. Just like, just. Let her speak, because like, before we
down.
Had a guy.
He's a doctor. He's tired. He's stressed. Give him some.
Then act like it.
Right.
Sounded like he was on like 80
like speed
cups
or
of
something.
Yeah.
Which he was. That was him acting like a doctor. A good doctor who's busy and has lots of
Yeah, but
of
I'd be
patience.
Like, doctor, I'm trying to tell you what's wrong with me and you keep cutting me off. And I was trying to tell you I have this like growing mole that's definitely cancer, but we didn't get to it because you were like,
talking about his online dating profile.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, actually, I want to talk to Neil for a second because before the show, you started telling us a little bit about your lifestyle right now, and you said you just came back from 6 weeks of traveling around the United States to do comedy shows, and you were saying that in those 6 weeks you did 76 shows.
Yeah, I was trying to do 100.
What?
I was
oh, so
actually,
you had a goal to
I had
do
a goal I did have a goal I was trying to do 100 and I was trying to do 100 in a month, and then that didn't work.
Loser.
Yeah, no, what a loser. I should just quit.
You should.
I should.
No more heat.
Just cold, ice. I'm ice.
I've done 76 in the past 2 years.
Yeah. 76 is insane. So 2 to 3 a night.
It was crazy. I was trying to do 3 a night for a month and to equal 100. It was 31 days in March. And I couldn't do that. So I was like, all right, well, I'll stay out here for a couple more weeks, book some more shows. And I ended up canceling a lot of shows because
sure.
I was just like, exhausted. And a lot of them, you know, there were like well-paying shows, and there were some shows that were like, hey, we'll give you a shot
beer.
Of whiskey. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it's like, well, all right, cool. I'm sad, so sure. it was insane. I started losing my mind. I started hating people.
Yeah.
I started hating my material. I started writing things that
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Without 100 shows.
Without the shows, yeah. Yeah. You're like, no, generally. I just hate everybody.
Kristen and I go home after the show and sleep for a week. We're exhausted.
Yeah. This is
and
too
hate
much.
Everybody, mm-hmm. so.
Right, right.
So we get it.
But yeah, it was insane. New York was really fun. That was where I was able to do most of my shows. I hit over 60 shows, or 50, over 50 shows, almost 60 shows in New York.
That's crazy.
And then traveled around, did some colleges. Colleges were fun. I like a lot of comedians don't like college shows these days. Cause
I would think that's where like the money's at, right?
That's where the money's at. That's exactly where the money's at. And I keep hearing from comedians like, oh, they're so sensitive. It's like, well, I'll take your paycheck. That's cool.
Right, exactly. Because they have strong political views, right, at the colleges where their opinions are very.
I would say they have trigger words and they have opinions about things that they like. That like, for example, like you know, political opinions and stuff. Where you'll say something and then they'll be like, you'll hear Donald Trump and they're like, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to know.
Right.
It's one of those things where you can be like, this is the first place where I can be an adult because I'm 26 years old. So like, usually I'll go to a club and everyone's like, why is this child talking?
Right.
What's happening right now? Why is unemployed Mowgli yelling at me? What's happening? And colleges are the first place where I can be the adult and be like, listen, you know.
I know what it's like out in the real world. Don't give me shit.
I'm a real man. You know,
what was the reason that you had this goal? Because we talk a lot about practicing and putting yourself out there. And it's interesting because it sounds like you're trying to hone your skill. And maybe I'm wrong about
There was a little bit of that. There was absolutely a little bit of that. And I definitely wanted to hone my skill and get grow and develop as a comedian, write some new material. The main goal was I just did a few television spots. And it wiped like 30 minutes of my material just out. And I didn't want to do it anymore. It was just like, you know, I had done like 6 stand-up spots, basically, like 5 minutes each. And it was like roughly 30 minutes of comedy. It was Comedy Central. There was a spot on Oxygen. There was a spot on...
Okay, enough bragging. But, this is
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me... Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm totally
Let me tell you everything I've done. Let me give you my IMDb. No.
Yeah.
So I... I wanted to develop a new hour is what I wanted to do, which I did. I couldn't do because it was just too much. It was too much show, not enough time to think and write and develop. And that's the problem with doing so many shows is you're just focused on like what's going to work, what's going to kill, what's going to this. And you're not actually developing the jokes and developing the tags and developing a flow. And then also a lot of the shows, some of the shows I was doing an hour and some of the shows I was doing like 20 minutes and some of the shows I was doing 10s and 15s. And so it's very difficult to develop an hour when you're not actually doing an hour
right.
every weekend or every night or six nights in a row or whatever. So I think I'm going to take it slow and then just try to hit clubs and try to hit colleges and just do the hours and try to perfect that. Because my goal wasn't reached. I didn't write an hour. I wrote 40 minutes maybe.
That's pretty good. If had you done the 100 shows, maybe you would have gotten it.
Had I done 100 shows, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I've not been a bitch about it. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, is there a good message from the experience that you've had about practice and maybe over-practicing in times that maybe doesn't allow you for that space to think for the guys that are listening to the show? So
absolutely. I don't think you should. I mean, I like to push myself in every aspect. Like, within that month, I did other stuff. I don't need to. I did other things too.
Yeah, I was lifting like 300 pounds a week, right. You know, every day.
I saved a child from a burning building. Yeah,
right. I adopted a kid.
Amazing.
It was great. But I was doing other things, and I remember thinking like I don't need to push myself so hard. I'm not. It's not as productive as just taking my time. I've always believed in taking time off from doing comedy to just think and experience life, meet people, mm-hmm. have stuff to talk about, have stuff to write about. So, yeah, in that same sentiment, I don't think it's healthy to do two to three shows every night. I think you have nothing to talk about. You have nothing
to... Yeah, that's what I've always found. I mean, this maybe can relate to people who are like doctors or, you know, working in whatever other fields.
Yeah.
But I found that the comics that are the most obsessed with doing stand-up aren't real people.
Right.
Because all they do is stand-up. And it's like you lose touch with what makes things funny.
You lose touch with reality.
Oh, completely.
100%.
Yeah. And do you think that's true for, as you said before, like doctors or people who really put all their focus into their work?
Yeah, I mean, if you're just a doctor and you're just in this room all day long and then you try to live your life with other people that aren't doctors, it's probably going to be a little flat.
Yeah. And I think when it comes to dating and interacting with women, I think a lot of people get really focused on their jobs because that's something they feel confident in. And instead of focusing on what they really want out of their lives, they dive into work so they can use it as an excuse not to have a fully balanced life. Not that I'm saying that that's what you're doing at all. But I like, so I think that that's a good message to people as well, because this one guy had written into me about how for the past 14 years, he kept wanting to focus on dating and meeting women because he wanted to have something special in his life, but his work just overwhelmed him. And I said to him, well, there's either, you know, there's one of two things going on. You're using work as an excuse, or what did I say was the second thing? But basically, like, you're just...
or you're a dipshit.
Yeah, exactly. You're just wasting your time. You're 100% using your work as an excuse because it feels more comfortable. Oh, or... you're just scared to put yourself out there. So let's help you not be scared anymore by giving you the tools, which is what we do on this show. And what I want to do for Omar, because he actually is
your
on the...
your best friend.
Yes.
Besties. We have the best.
You're going to end up dating. You're going to end up marrying Omar.
I'll set you up with Omar.
Yay.
Let's do it.
He's cute.
Is he cute?
I want to see
and
the
he's
bangs.
A doctor.
I know.
Oh, shoot. I should have shown you the picture of him.
You don't still
I
have
will.
It?
What?
He cut his hair?
He cut his hair.
Oh.
Well, let's see the picture, Omar. I want to see this picture.
Yeah,
can
see that
you
fresh
email
haircut.
To us right now? I can
yeah,
look on
seriously.
My phone.
Okay. Is he on the phone?
On your phone? Yeah.
Omar?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
You guys are recording this for me, right? Because I don't have a recorder.
No, yeah. I think we're responsible
yeah.
for the recording.
Yeah, don't worry. You just relax.
You just talk.
You don't need to record on that end.
I just finished a crazy OR clinic, babe, so I do need a throw massage in, so I got to get that.
Gotcha. Can you hear him properly?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, well, you...
How you been, you guys? How's it going?
We've been great. Thank you very much for asking. Can you send over a picture of your new haircut? Because we want to see what
Trisha sent it to us.
Yeah,
never mind. Trisha has it. Oh, look at this.
Yeah, I sent it to her. I couldn't get everything out to you guys, but I'll tell you how to access it. Because I didn't think I was going to make it in time for the call, and I just finished the clinic.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to and didn't have to cancel on us because we would hate
you. It's like Superman. You know, you got to hit it in the nick of time. So.
Oh, this is even worse. No.
I got the phone. Omar, this is no good. This is like Dumb and Dumber haircut. Wait, or is that the original?
Oh, it's cute.
Wait a second. From the front,
the one I just sent Trisha is new.
Oh, okay. Wait. This is actually better. Okay.
Your eyebrows look good too, man.
But don't tell anyone and get it whacked. It was mom's idea, not mine. She says I look like Ron Paul.
What do you think of it, Kristen?
If I don't do it.
Some angles I like it. Some angles I don't. It looks like Dumb and Dumber, but like way higher up on the forehead. It does. I'm sorry. Is that what you think too?
Well, yeah. I think it's just Omar. Are you? Is this how your hair's always grown, or are you losing hair at all? Or
you're seeing the haircut as it is.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna put you in contact with Goldie.
Yeah, like this angle right here.
Wait. Where do you live again?
New York.
Oh, perfect. Goldie is in New York. Goldie is going to go with you to the hairdresser, and we're going to get you a good haircut.
Because it's better. I mean,
it's much better.
I didn't see the first one, but it's not terrible by any means. But we can definitely still add some girly, not some girly touches, but some more vision.
Like a braid.
It's good cornrolls.
Yeah, but your face is very cute.
You have a very cute face.
He has a good face.
Yes,
here's the thing. I'll tell you guys something. I'm cleaning up house with the 30-year-old. The 30... Maybe even 40, which is not bad. You know,
cleaning house. The heat on Omar is
their
house
because that would be.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
The 20-year-olds just hit our bit. I don't know what's happening with them.
Well, 20-year-olds in general are flaky, so you can't, you know, really base it all on yourself personally because 20-year-olds are all over the place.
Yeah,
and you don't always necessarily want to hit it off with them anyway. I mean, maybe.
He does, obviously. That's why he's saying it's not working for him.
I want to have options. You know, I don't want to limit myself.
How old are you again?
33.
Okay. I don't look it.
No, you definitely don't.
I still get carded when I go out once in a while.
That doesn't mean anything. I used to think that was something. They card anybody who looks under 35. So, okay, congratulations.
Congratulations, you look your age.
You look your age, exactly. No, but I'm kidding with you. You have a very good face. Okay, but I want Goldie to help you clean this up a little bit more, because from some angles it looks like you're wearing
straight.
A hairband.
Yeah.
It does, right. something.
This is a selfie, by the way. This is a selfie.
Oh, yes, I know. We're aware it's a selfie. I didn't think that you did like a photo shoot.
Sent you, right? Is this the same email she sent you?
Yes, we have that email.
So I'm seeing the most recent.
Let's get into
this is the look as it is right now.
Okay.
Looks good, man. You got a very shiny forehead.
Very shiny forehead. Nope.
Means there's a lot
few
of
wrinkles. You
there.
Look like you could be 27 years old, and you're a doctor, so that's pretty damn good. Okay, so I'm going to hook you up with Goldie, and I've already asked Goldie about doing this as well, and she is going to, if you're in New York, which is perfect, she'll actually record this, and then I can put this up on our social media and on my YouTube page so people can see what we're dealing with and what Goldie's doing to help correct what's going on. She may be like, that looks awesome. That's like the look in New York.
What happened?
She may think
this is
like that's
the look in New York. No.
She may think it is.
No, it's not. Goldie knows that.
If he put like a mustache on,
well, yeah, like a handlebar mustache.
Yeah, exactly. Then he on his forehead, not on it.
Cover the shine.
What about the the scruff or the facial hair? But some girls seem to like that.
Oh, I like it. I like the shade.
It looks good.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
I do it. People think I'm a terrorist. If you see my ID, I'm going to get labeled. I'll get searched in the subway. So I don't know.
You're a little exciting, like a bad boy.
Yeah, you're a little bad boy.
Like, I could give you an amazing orgasm. I could blow you up. You don't know.
One and the same.
Right, exactly.
I think the facial hair
two explosions
in the picture is fine.
Think it's good, too.
It's not too much, of course. It doesn't make you look like a terrorist, but you have some there, so people know it grows.
Yeah, and knows that you're a man.
Right.
I think it's good.
An adult man.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's important.
A 33-year-old who still gets ID'd, man.
Neil, I'm sure you have some problems too when you go.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
With his beard. Yeah. Sorry, I'm like, oh yeah, you do look like a terrorist.
Yeah,
I'm like,
no,
getting
I do.
Too quick,
yeah,
quick no, on this.
I do. I once traveled. I was doing a comedy festival and I was doing a character showcase where I was playing a character who had like a full Indian garb and a turban, and my bags were searched at the airport. They're like, "Why do you have a turban?" I was like, "Shit,
I'm doing
like,
a show,
right. It's a costume."
I had to explain to them. I had to like tell them jokes, and I got away with it, but like. Who's going to like be like, all right, yeah, I'm going to pack my terrorist outfit
right, yeah.
and then put it on the plane.
Yeah.
Like, now it's time.
Yeah. That is funny.
That is funny. Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, I think your facial hair is good. I think you could even have a little bit more scruff to you. That would be kind of sexy.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of cool. But I'm going to hook you up with Goldie. Goldie is going to do a full session with you, help you fix what's going on. And then we'll be able to go from there. But I want to hear about what's going on with online dating based on the information that I provided you during our first coaching session.
Yeah, so we'll do that. And I wanted to definitely hit on the pictures and the image I'm presenting.
Yeah, well, let's hit on what Marnie brought up.
For sure. Yeah,
let's get to that quick.
Yeah.
So,
what changes did you make in your profile?
Yeah. Because just as a recap for anybody who didn't listen to that episode, the main advice that I gave to Omar was that, like, what he wrote, it sounded like he was writing it for somebody else to try and impress another person rather than writing it for himself.
Yeah, it's very generic.
Very generic. And anybody could have said that. And I wanted him to put more of himself into the profile. Like, I'm sure if Neil wrote something, it would be extremely unique because you would add your own flavor to
right.
it. And I think a lot of guys, when they're writing online profiles, they're writing for other people, what they think other people are looking for, which tends to make it extremely generic and void of
I like that, generic.
Very generic.
Guy named Joe. Generic.
Yeah, exactly. That's my new word. Also, what was the tree that you made up the last time?
Oh, the conversation tree?
Conversation tree. You're just like whipping them out. I think it's great.
Just write kids' books.
That's what it sounds like.
The conversation tree.
Kids, come join us at the conversation tree.
Seriously. But so what did you do in terms of helping it have more of your unique voice attached to what was written? Did you alter any of the copy?
I didn't change anything, but I thought about what you said.
You didn't change anything, but you
thought about it.
Sorry, I thought about it.
And what did you think?
Why didn't you change it? Why? What was your motive to not change it? Because I think what you're doing now doesn't completely work. So what made you not?
I thought about what I am, who I am, what I like to do.
Okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with thinking, as long as eventually
so
after the thinking.
Reflecting.
Yeah, where you're like, what do I want to write? It's sometimes hard to say, like, okay, well, I wrote this thinking I was presenting myself really well. I don't mind you taking a step back to think, although
I
would have rescheduled this call.
Exactly.
but I want to hear about what you're thinking about a way, because maybe, you know, you have two awesome comedians in here, one great wing girl who can help you with your thinking. So let's hear what you're thinking and we can advise.
I'll take you up on that.
Okay. But that would have to happen right now.
Yeah.
By the way, just to point out for the record, in case they haven't, the comedians haven't realized.
What did you say?
It's just a point out for the record. That profile was written by dating.
Oh, yes, somebody else.
Ironic.
Yes.
But just a FYI.
But you said it was written by a woman, right?
One of them was, yeah. One that I think I said PDA on there or something. It was really long. And I'll send it to you later, but you might already have it. They send you so much crap. But one of them was, and the other was written by these the arch services I was telling you about last time.
Right. So what were your thoughts on the changes Marnie gave you?
Yeah, what were you thinking?
As you're cutting into someone's foot. I love how they talk about softer dancing. So
I can't hear Omar very well. Omar, can you talk a little bit more to the
Can you hear me? I have a headpiece on.
That's better. Right.
Yes, that's better.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry. Okay, so I love comedy clubs. I love getting heckled the front row, as we said last time. I had some crazy stories that happened when I was there. So I can share that.
Okay.
Okay.
Very cool. Okay. What was
Which
the story?
Which I could probably incorporate into the profile if you think it deemed fit. So my friends and I played a charity basketball game. And it was back in college. So we won a Stanley Cup trophy. It kind of resembles a Stanley Cup. And we were getting riffed on by comedians about them drinking champagne out of it. So we had it on a table, and I was probably, of course, going to get a lot of attention.
So you came to the comedy club with the trophy? Was it?
They brought it. Yeah, they came. They went right after. So we figured we bring it there.
Okay.
And they put it on the table, right in the middle of the table.
Right. Were you in the front row?
We were in the front row. We love to sit there. I love to sit there.
He likes to get picked
Anytime
on.
I go, I will be. That's where you'll find me.
You like to get told to get a haircut a lot?
Yeah, that's why I'm up on the common.
Surprised he didn't have one before we talked to him if he's in the front row.
I know.
Next time
it's funny that I'm like the first person to comment on it if that's what he's doing.
We'll videotape it in the front row, Dick said. But, so we did that, and after a while, they put it on the table because they were really going to town on us. So the audience kept giving us away because every comedian come on, they'll look on there and be like,
speak into the microphone again.
The comedians would be like, oh, what's the buzz all about? Right. So then they're looking under the table. They see what
I don't think this is going to be profile material. But I like the fact that you like going to comedy clubs and you like sitting in the front row. Those are unique, interesting things about yourself.
Which you guys established the last time you talked.
Yeah.
That is unique.
I do have a playful, silly type facet to my personality. I love the witty banter. I can be serious and mature when I need to be, but I'm the kind of guy that just likes to be laid back and be a little goofball sometimes.
That's a perfect profile. Right?
That's beautiful.
That's like, that was wonderful.
I want to date that guy.
Yeah. I want to have sex with him.
No.
Fuck that dude.
See how you turn Kristen around? See
what happened?
See the power behind those words? You turned her opinion of you around a full 180.
I turned her view of me around.
Yeah, now she's into you.
Now I'm turning you around.
She wants to lick your forehead. She's totally into it. No, but
I didn't even put the picture up yet.
But those are awesome, awesome things for you to express in your profile that aren't like, I like long walks on the beach and I want to treat you like a princess. Like those, so you know,
I
those are more unique things.
I want to do a little exercise with you, Omar, right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you, okay. I'm going to verbally give you a fake dating profile of, say, me. But it's not going to really be me. It's just going to be a girl. Now, what would your message to me be based off of the information that Marnie and Trisha gave you last time you were on?
Oh, I like this. Yeah. Okay.
Me too.
Can you do voices too?
Bring it on.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi. Bubbly Boos. Julia.
Okay. So my name's Julia. I also live in New York City on the Upper East Side. I really love hanging out with my cat, ice skating. I like to ice skate. I was a professional skater when I was a teenager. I just got out of a 4-year relationship.
Okay.
So with that information, how would you approach me online?
You see, the mistakes I made in the past, I tried to address 2 or 3 of those things. I think I'll try to focus on one thing.
Yes. And when you send the message, focus on one thing. You don't want to come across as schizo from the get-go. Let them find out you're schizo, you know, a couple
if you
weeks
guys, in. If you guys remember, in the last message you saw, that was kind of what I did. I tried to address 2 or 3
Yes, and that's why
things.
I'm saying it. So tell me right now.
Would you write like an essay? Yeah.
Yes. You wrote a thesis. So right now, without delay, just tell me what you would say to me in a message. And I'm pretty, by the way.
Yeah,
I'm freaking gorge.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I mean, way out of your league.
Completely.
Yeah. Sorry, Omar.
Wait. Just try to say, okay, so a couple things about me. You love ice skating. I've done it back in 1998. I went with my family and my friends. We went to Rockefeller Center. I had, even though I couldn't skate, I was doing it for the first time. I let myself. Not that often, but I was able to go. But when I slow down, that was the most difficult part to stop. So I would say I love watching cricket skating during the Olympics. So I would say, are you planning to be, have you ever thought about being a figure skater? Have you tried it? How good are you at it? Any tips you could give to help me out? How we perfect
no,
my
okay.
Do you have any tips
I can enter the Olympics for 2000?
So what you're trying to do is, I think what Marnie pointed out last time, which is please her. You want to please yourself, you know, because you're also looking to date someone that you like, not just that she likes. So I have a feeling that you don't really necessarily care that much about ice skating. It's just something that was randomly there that I kind of gave you to work with. You don't have to pretend you're super into it. You can just be like, you can be like, I suck at ice skating.
Even though I'm the worst ice skater in the world, like, I still want to hang out with you.
Would you mind teaching me, you know, how to just at least stand? You know, not to make it like you're trying to all of a sudden conquer the world of ice skating.
Right.
No. You know what I'm saying, Omar?
Yeah. Neil, I would love to hear how you would have approached that.
Yeah,
do you online date?
Yeah, I have. I have online dated. I'm currently seeing somebody right now. Oh. So from online dating, actually.
Wow. Really? Okay, yeah. So you were successful with it.
It worked. She actually reached out to me, but
The Beard.
Which site, Omar?
It was The Beard? Yeah, probably The Beard. It was Tinder. And then I deleted my Tinder because it just wasn't working for me. She found me on Twitter.
Oh, so she found you from Tinder to Twitter?
She found me from Tinder to Twitter.
She tracked you down.
Followed me. And I only followed her back. I didn't know who she was. I followed her back. She had more followers than me.
Ooh.
And I was like, who's this?
She must be important.
She's very important. So I follow her back, and now we're following each other. And then she hits me up, and she's like, hey, I just wanted you to know. We were talking on Tinder. Also, I saw you do comedy recently, and it wasn't recently. It was like months ago. She was like, recently. I was like, what show? And I was like, I did it 3 months ago. And then she was like, can I buy you a drink?
Damn.
Like,
cool. I like her. I would date her.
By you as well.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. That okay, so what would you advise to Omar on
about the ice skating?
Yeah. I would.
Yeah,
or I would, even on the profile that Christian gave. It doesn't have
profile.
To be on ice.
So what was the profile?
Again, she was in New York. He's also in New York.
Right.
She just got out of a 4-year relationship. She loves hanging with her cat, and she was once a figure skater or a professional figure skater.
Okay, yeah. And she lives on the Upper East Side, and she had a 4-year relationship. She had just broke up, whatever. You ignore the relationship thing. You just completely ignore that.
I would ask her. I'm sorry?
Yeah, you would completely ignore the 4-year relationship thing. That's irrelevant. I would
it
go.
Is, right?
I would go to the Upper – if there's something cool you know of to do in the Upper East Side, I would maybe mention that. I'd be like, oh, you live in the Upper East Side? I love this bar or this restaurant or this whatever. I would love
Central
to take you there
bar.
Sometime
or
whatever.
Or the horse carriage ride.
Sorry?
Maybe Omar, your brain goes way too many directions. just listen. Just kind of chill
just take
and
it
just
in.
Take it in and listen. And I think that will help you also with women.
In
right.
Dates, yeah.
Because
right.
I can see you going on a date and she's trying to talk. And you're like, and I did this and I did it, but it did what it did.
Or in the Upper East Side. Yeah.
Yeah. So just take a deep breath and just chill.
Yeah.
And it's all cool. And you don't have to, you know, throw in a million things. One thing here, one thing there, slowly, naturally, and not forced. And so I think Neil had a really good idea. And you don't have to throw in horse and carriage ride and all this. Girls in this generation are not into these romantic-y, old-timey things. So just grab something to eat at a restaurant.
I will say something. If you really are, Omar, if you really are into old-school romantic things.
I'm not. No, not
see,
that.
See, he's not. He's trying. You know,
you're trying to make her.
Trying.
Right.
Yeah, don't do
so
that.
So let me ask you a question to piggyback on top of what Neil said. Is there a restaurant or an activity on the Upper East Side that you enjoy? Not that you think a woman will enjoy, that you enjoy.
If it's Italian or Thai, yes.
No,
yeah,
but
it's good food.
A specific restaurant. But
okay,
Indian, and Italian, and Thai are my favorite.
Right, but I want you to. So let's. Okay, so that wouldn't work for you. But if there was something specific about the Upper East Side to you, what would it be that you like? Aren't there galleries around there? Isn't like the Mocha around there too, or something? Or
I don't know. It's kind of. I said
lounges.
Uppity.
Lounges are pretty chill.
But I want something specific for you. Like
you live in New York,
I can
you
say
must have
they
an
must
experience.
Have great Japanese on the Upper East. Like I for me, if you were to say New York, I would talk about how I freaking love Freeman's. It in the Lower East Side, one of my favorite restaurants of all time. It's a hidden gem. You can't find it from the main. Like that's what I would talk about, and that is specific to me, and it's a very specific place that I enjoy.
Right,
I wouldn't say the Lower
by.
East Side must have great burgers. Like that's a very generic, bland, grand statement. So is there like I even like when you were talking about ice skating and how you said like you were horrible when you were younger. The last time you skated was in 1998, and you fell flat on your ass. It was a horrible experience, but you're willing to revisit that experience.
And they probably recorded it and put it on YouTube because they do that. People fall. Now they have the cameras.
Yeah. His patients must like him, though. I will be honest.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going in to get some surgery and this guy's like...
they like him or incredibly scared.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't want to lose my foot.
Or they're on anesthesia.
Yeah. But,
I'm on ZocDoc. If you type in ZocDoc, Omar Gabriel, I come right up. You'll see my ratings.
That's
wow.
great. That's actually a good plug
for
him.
Is that like Dr. Yelp?
Sort of, yeah. ZocDoc is just like a... type of doctors rating.
Doctor?
It's like a Yelp, basically.
Interesting.
I didn't know that. I have a few doctors I like to rate.
Yeah, I got a few 1-star reviews.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be doing that after the show.
Oh yeah, ignore that 1-star. Yeah.
But taking Neil's advice on specifically talking about one thing that piqued your interest because you wrote you read her profile, and then also taking Kristen's excellent advice about how she's noticing that you are trying to please somebody that you don't even know. So you ultimately wouldn't even know what would please her. But you're trying to whip out all of these things that you think will be appreciated by the other person rather than talking about what you appreciate. That's where you have to form connections, right? So if you read somebody's profile and you just happen to break up and you're like, yeah, bummer. I just broke up with somebody too, like 3 months ago. It's hard to get over, but here's what I've learned to do. So let's go on a date. Like if that's your connecting point that caught your attention when you were reading her profile, I think you can actually totally comment on it to show that, yeah, we do have some sort of connection, but I don't have to dwell in this. We can move past that. And let's see if we have other connections. So for you, that's what I really want you to start paying attention to. It's what piques your interest other than, and this isn't a horrible thing. If the only thing that piques your interest is the person's pretty smile, and you can comment on that as well. But I think that you are,
but that's, you're getting into kind of your territory there.
Why?
Yeah. But I do think that the location is a huge thing. Like being Upper East Side, if there's anything fun or any cool restaurant or anything you know of out there, like to take her to, it'll, I mean, I just feel like that would make her comfortable. If she's like, oh, I'm in my neighborhood, I could leave at any time and go home. I don't have to hang
out
with this dude.
There is one
sucks.
Place there that I love when I was in Philly. I'm big on salads because when I was doing Insanity, I had to learn to modify my diet a little bit. Which I'm still doing. I'm in the process of totally up.
That's
There's
cool.
A place called Le Pain de Quotidien. It's organic salad, and I usually study in there. It's a very intimate
Great.
Atmosphere.
That's perfect. These are interesting
amazing.
Things.
And though, beautiful.
But though, and they have the best chicken cob salad.
Okay, but we got into that point. This is the thing: is you go on too much, which is great. Eventually, once you know the person, but brevity makes you want more.
Right.
So if you told me that you knew this place where you study all the time, it's got great organic salads, you'd love to take her there for lunch, and that I'd be like, cool. And then all of a sudden you're like, and they have great chicken salads.
And here's
and
the
this
menu.
And this. I'd be like, whoa, dude.
The lemonade is amazing. It's like, no.
Yeah. it's too much. So just know when to stop. And like that's something that you can take from, as I always reference, Seinfeld. Nine years on TV, still going strong, but they cut it off because they wanted to go out on a high note.
Going on a bang.
So go out on a high note, which means keep it short.
Yep.
Yeah.
What can we, what kind of like trigger word or exercise do you think that we can give to Omar to teach him about when to cut it off? Like,
I would keep it like 1 to 2 sentences per.
Yeah, just
per,
knowing.
Just 1 to 2 sentences per message. I wouldn't go, don't do a paragraph. Nobody wants to read a paragraph online.
Yeah,
that's
it doesn't
not want
to feel
online.
Like homework. Yeah. It wants to feel fun and light.
Exactly. They just want to have a quick conversation, be like, hey, Upper East Side, I love this restaurant, blah, blah, blah. I'd love to take you. Just quick and simple. And I would keep it like maximum 3 sentences, maximum.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
2 to 3.
You know what's actually, I know this is not super relevant for everyone, but Twitter having 140 characters.
It's a good exercise.
It's a really good exercise because then if you go and you're at 160 characters, but you really want to post this joke or whatever, you find words that aren't necessary and that are mucking up your point.
Right.
Yeah. And that's one of the biggest biggest rules in copywriting as well is like cut out stuff that's not needed.
Yeah. So if you put the word just in there, like I just love this place, like take out just. You don't need that, you know. So there's, I think you should go through, write 2 sentences or 3 sentences and see words that aren't necessary to the point that you're making. You know, just learn
fluff words.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the beauty about online. You can actually do that. You don't have to
send immediately.
You get to think, you get to think about what you want to write. So you can dump out all the information that you want to get out there and then go back and edit what you've written.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing, okay, so this is, I want to take a little break. But just to wrap up this portion of the coaching session, here's the assignment that I have for you before our next call. I want you to go and tweak your profile based on what we've said today on this call. You actually have like one paragraph that you said out loud that's a perfect thing to put into your profile that will help it be more unique and more about Omar as opposed to like what other people are going to be wanting in the profiles that they're reading. The other assignment is to start using online dating every single day and reaching out to at least 5 women every single day, practicing like what Neil's doing with his comedy and figuring out what works for you, what doesn't work for you. And I don't want you to do like 10 or 15 women because that becomes too overwhelming. I'd like you to hit the 5 woman mark every day if possible. But once you start getting dates, then we can start coaching further with you about how to be with a woman on a date. Because I'm guessing, as Kristen just said, that you may, what you do with us right now, you may be doing in real life, which could cut off a lot of women and have them feeling unheard, and it's stopping, could potentially be stopping you from making connections.
Right. And I think in person it's different. I think online, keep it short and sweet. In person, have a conversation and, you know, and also definitely learn how to listen to people and, you know, take a second to breathe and take it in and react to what they're saying. But in person, it's a lot different than online. Like spilling your feelings online, nobody wants to do that. They want to get to know you in person. Mm-hmm. They want to get a quick conversation. They want to meet you, see if it works or if it doesn't. And move on from there, as opposed to getting to know you online and then saying, "Yeah, this guy's cool. Let's meet up." They'll make that judgment when they meet you,
especially younger
right?
women.
Right? I think online is just all about intrigue. Mm-hmm. Like, yes. Is this person intriguing? Do they make that, you want to meet them?
And exciting. Exactly. Yeah. You don't want to hear too much information being thrown up at you, or else it's a huge turnoff. Okay, Omar, thank you. I hope you understand the assignments that we've given to you.
And Omar, I'm sorry to cut you off, but Omar, you seem like a super sweet guy. You seem super likable, and you have a lot of, and you're very handsome. You have a lot of qualities to offer women.
And you're a doctor.
And you're a doctor. You're a freaking doctor. You know how many women just want to date a doctor?
Yeah.
So just take that. Go forward knowing that you're a cool dude. You've got it all together. Just don't worry about trying so hard.
Yeah. And start a Twitter account for practice. I think that's a really good exercise. If you can start tweeting during the day, I feel like you have a lot to say and a lot to put out there. It could actually be really interesting.
Yeah, 140 characters.
And maybe you'll have some girl following you on Twitter who's like, "Oh my God, I'm in love with this guy."
Yeah.
He says the most profound, interesting things. I mean, that's where a lot of people meet each other. So
that would be nice.
Use it as an outlet and as a practice.
I do have some updates, though. I did go on a date last week.
Oh, good. Ooh. Okay.
Here's the deal. Coffee meets bagel. Are you familiar with that app?
Yeah. Yes.
So that app, I've been getting 6 connections a day. But women, the average age is 35. I'm getting mostly, which is not bad. It's great. Some of them are cute. Some are not my type, but it's a good experience. I talk with some of them.
Yeah. But it's also not what you're looking for.
What's that?
It's not what you're looking for.
What,
not
ugly
exactly.
girls?
Couple, one or two of them, they might be potential, but I'm not going to put my eggs in one basket. I want to get the skill down. So in the event I'm prepared, as Dave M says, know how to fish. So I don't just get, you know, that one fish. I could learn how to survive in this game.
Yeah, which is
that's
awesome.
What I want to do. So I went really well, but I probably pushed trying to get her to come back to cook for her and everything. And she was down for it, but I might have pushed a little too hard and I haven't heard back anything. But it went really well. You know, we made out at the lounge. Everything was good.
You made out?
Oh.
She did, yeah.
You stopped talking and made out?
No, she did. Like she was like leaning into me, and it went really well. But I think I sometimes could be my own worst enemy because
you don't say, Omar.
Yeah, you don't say.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, actually, we're gonna take a break. I want to come back and just hear about the pushing away, what happened after the makeout session. I want to hear.
It wasn't that night. There was something.
I know what happened after. I see the whole thing happening in my head, and I understand.
I tried to push to close it too soon. That's probably where I went wrong. I'll explain that later.
Oh, perfect. Look, he's even like doing segues. All right, we'll be back after this. Omar, please stay on the line.
When it comes to fitness, Andrea Lowell knows it all.
I am now a certified raw food nutritionist. I'm going to talk to you about the rectus abdominis, which are the six-pack muscles.
Hear about all the latest fitness and nutrition trends as she gives you the best ways to stay in shape.
My favorite superfood, chlorella. It's the cordyceps mushroom.
It's Sexy Beast, Mondays on Playboy Radio.
Want advice and step-by-step instructions on how to get the girl sent right into your mailbox every single day? Then sign up for your free Wing Girl Method newsletter at winggirlmethod.com/advice. When you sign up, you'll also get a free copy of my best-selling book, 10 Devastating Mistakes Men Make with Women and How to Avoid Them. Go to winggirlmethod.com/advice and sign up now.
Thanks for listening to Playboy Radio. You want to hear more? Catch us on TuneIn.com/Playboy. We promise you won't be disappointed.
How to kiss. A seemingly simple task, a kiss can make or break a moment. And while most men believe themselves to be the perfect kissers, many women are quick to disagree. Step 1. The tease. Place your hand on the back of her neck or by her jaw. Make eye contact and maintain it to build the tease. Step 2. The kiss. The ever-important first touch of the lips. If you want to make her work for it, the first moment should be a gentle tease. By slowing down the action, you'll show her that you're in control. Never give too much tongue, teeth, or just too hard. Watch for signs of heavy breathing, moans, and hand placement. And remember, you can always move beyond her mouth.
I'm being serious. Make it happen. I think we're back. We're back. We're just talking all
and
about.
We're back.
We're talking about Neil's girlfriend. But I want to hear about what happened after this makeout session. Of what, of you pushing too hard. And just like tell me about pushing too hard to close the deal.
Yes, that's something I've been a victim of. But it's, I feel like I had
it. I think we should start a charity for Omar.
Yeah, I think they're victims.
We should. Yeah. Yeah. Omar Foundation. Yes. Yes.
I think they would argue that they're on the losing end.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us how you're being victimized.
Okay, so what we...
Well, wait. Omar actually also said he gets raped on Tinder.
What?
So I love the victim theme.
By cougars, yeah. But even that needs...
By cougars?
Oh, God.
That needs some work. That's a work in progress.
Okay. Yes, I got it. Yep. Okay, let's talk about... Okay, so
okay,
what happened?
So it was kind of funny how this panned out. So we got in a taxi. We went the wrong way. I'll just read synopsis of how we got to that point.
This is after the makeout session. So then you leave in a taxi.
Prior to.
Prior, okay. So you get in the taxi together.
You're going to love this part. I just want to share this part with you. So we get in there. We have a whole crowd of people cheering us on. It's a different party.
Cheering you on?
I had a little improv.
What are you, Rocky?
He had the Stanley Cup with him again.
I did, yes.
Wait,
I felt like I
won.
I love that the Stanley Cup that he got was for a basketball competition. That's the only thing I know about hockey, is the Stanley Cup is for hockey.
So we walk in. Apparently, it's a private party going on. Everyone's cheering us as we walk in. It's upstairs and a downstairs. So we told this guy, he said, there might be a party going on there, but he's not sure. He gave us a downstairs area. I talked him into it. He's like, all right, just for you guys, we're going to throw candles and everything. And he did. Like, we got VIP treatment.
Pretty smooth.
This is still pretty big.
If there's anything I know, this guy can talk his way into that.
Yeah. Oh, he just didn't stop talking.
Yeah, he's like, okay, you can have candles.
Leave me alone. It's going to work.
So we go down there. I say to her, I go improv on her. I basically was like, this was all part of my plan. It worked out nicely, and she's eating it up. eating it up, and, you know, it was just me down there, her, and maybe a couple of people in another corner. So that's how
a couple
it was
of black people?
It.
Wait, what did he just say?
A couple of people there, like in a corner.
In a corner.
Like, okay.
Their own party, yeah.
So they weren't black people in a corner. That's good.
Okay, so we did that. You know, we were talking for a while, and then I asked what made you connect with me. I could barely hear her, so then she told me. And then when she asked me, that was when I went in for it.
Did she ask you to kiss her?
She didn't, but she was leaning in close to me.
Okay.
But that was the cue I took. She's sitting this close to me. Her head is touching mine. I was like, that's it. I'm going in.
Forehead to forehead.
That's the clue. That's the cue.
The magnetic force of all
people in the corner were like, these people are fucking weird.
I mean,
their foreheads.
I wish it could be like that all together. The time. But that was a rare incident.
Okay.
So it went like that, and I had to make an excuse because I want to keep it on a high note. So I said to her, listen, I'm on call tonight. You know,
I just got paged,
so I had to play it off so I didn't kill too much mystery.
Ooh.
I remember he's a doctor.
I
have an
end
on
a high note, so I did. And she walked back with me to the subway, and I said, listen, text me, you get home safe, all that stuff. She did. And everything was good until Sunday.
Okay.
And then Sunday,
you called her.
This was Saturday.
So everything was peachy.
Oh, wait,
until...
so the date was on
Saturday. So what happened Sunday?
Okay, so that's pretty quick.
Sunday,
right?
That's great. It sounded like you did a great job, by the way.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah.
You sounded like you did a great job.
Aside from the fact of her dropping you off at the subway, I think you just saying,
right.
Good luck.
Okay, now comes the embarrassing part where I think I might have effed it up, so to speak.
Okay. Right? Where you were the victim.
I think I am the victim now.
Oh, God.
So
So then, when I text, this is a very embarrassing text. You want me to read this out? Or
yes.
Yes, yes.
For
read
sure.
Everything you wrote.
How long was it?
First of all, her phone you crashed. Just,
word for word. You want me to summarize it? Or
word, no, for word,
it
word for word, please. We have 20 minutes.
You have 14 minutes left. You better do it fast.
Okay, so I said to her, I text her, Princess Farrah, the best is yet to come, because she thanked me. She was like, just getting home. Thanks for a lovely evening and good luck with the foot, because she knows I'm off. So
the foot in your mouth, more like
next
a... Sorry.
Princess Farrah, the best is yet to
wait,
come.
Wait, speak into the microphone. So speak into the microphone and start over.
Did you hear me?
We can hear you better now.
Okay. I said, she said, just getting home. Thanks for a lovely evening and good luck with the foot.
Right.
So then I text back, and this is me being playful because she kind of feels my personality's like. I say, Princess Farrah, the best is yet to come.
She wait, what did you say? Say that again.
You called her princess?
It was playful.
Oh, no. Oh, that princess is never playful.
Not on a second date.
Yeah, all right, go, a follow-up to the date.
Yeah. Go ahead. I want to hear it.
Well, you live and you learn. That was a good one, too. That was a good prospect. All right, so Princess Farrah, the best is yet to come. You should try my cooking. By the way, do you like massages? With those sexy heels, I'm sure you'll need it. Spidey face. Thanks. Situation wasn't as bad as I thought.
I like the cooking part.
I do, too.
I like the cooking part.
Again, you kind of have to narrow it down to
one
thing.
One thing instead of eight.
Yeah, you can't do princess cooking massages. One of those. Pick one. Yeah, call it princess or don't call it princess.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, don't. That one's
unless
gone.
Unless that was a joke from your date that night.
Right.
Like, and
unless it's a callback.
Yeah, where you're like, you know, she's been treated like a princess for the night. You can say princess, whatever her name was.
Right.
Then you can say, thanks for checking in. The foot is great. I had a great time. I would love to take you out again.
Yeah, the massage is too far, too, man. The cooking was great. I love that. You know, get a taste of my cooking. And then she's like, ooh, you can cook. And then maybe, you know, you could be like, yeah, come over. You know, I'll cook you whatever. And then you could talk about the massages and shit.
Right,
know?
Exactly.
Then get to the massage.
Or
you know?
You could just massage her when she's over there.
Right.
No.
Right.
You don't have to reveal to her.
I don't know. It depends
I'm
on
not the saying for her to walk in for the date and he's got like a table for her. I'm saying at some point maybe.
And he also said her feet
you
too.
Look tense. Like, yeah. Or work that in. You know what? I work with feet, rub her feet a little bit.
Right. Or like, her back, you know, like what she's sitting there. You know, just feel it out, really. You got to feel it out.
Well, it just sounds like you're throwing up too much up front. I will tell you, I hate when people say statements like, the best is yet to come.
Oh,
that
dear
just
God.
Just sounds like right. it's, there was this one
it's
guy.
It's a little creepy.
Yeah, it's really
creepy.
Creepy.
It's cheesy.
I'm sure there are some girls who will eat that stuff up.
No, I don't really think there
I don't know
are.
Who they are.
That.
I don't know who they are.
I think it will send guys down the wrong path. No girls
right.
are.
Yeah. No girls.
Just okay, fine. Let's make up like a
high percentage
girls.
Of girls.
Yeah.
What's there, the same?
What happened with no girl? I didn't catch that last part.
No girls like that. Don't say the best is yet to come. Like it just sounds
sounds
like,
a little creepy.
There's, I think I've talked about this. There's this guy.
So
who,
that's probably where I lost her then.
I'm sure that's where you lost
well,
her.
The princess,
princess,
and the
foot.
There's like multiple smiley face. There's multiple things there. It sounded like you were having things go well. So just take it back a little bit. You don't have to work so hard. You already had her. You had a great night. She's checking in on you to see how the foot surgery
exactly.
went. So just at that point, then just have like a nice exchange with somebody and then be assertive and strong and ask for what you want and what you want is to go out with her again.
Right.
Right? And then you can be Mr. Cheesy on the date if you
want. I love what you did on the first night. I love that you said, I got a page. I got to go. Get home safe. She texted you. That was the perfect move. Then the next day, you got to play it cool. Be like, sorry, I was up late last night. Whatever. You play it cool. You wake up the next morning, you be like, but you know, and it's like, I'm exhausted to go out tonight, but I'm a great cook. I love to cook you something. Something smooth like that. And then just something like one thing. No princess, no foot massage, no. You can't let her know that you're so into her after just kissing her one night, you know? You want to get to know her, you know?
It just sounds like you have been given so much information from crappy people, and you're just trying to throw out anything that will stick.
Yeah.
Instead of, and this is the thing I don't want to say, but you're not being yourself because I think this is who you are. But I just want you to tone it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get
and
to
you know half Marnie, you know half of them too, because a lot of these guys, the David D'Angelo, all this stuff. I think it's maybe
I didn't internalize it the right way, and I think that's why it's kind of...
No, I think you are. You've actually internalized all of it.
I thought you did. I thought you did a great job on Saturday night, man. I thought you did an amazing job. And on Sunday, like, I think, you know, I don't want to say don't be yourself or don't show her your personality, but take it slow and let her ease into that. Ease into it slowly as you get to know each other. Because the more she knows you, the more comfortable she's going to be with who you are and your personality. You can kind of let it out, and now you guys are more comfortable with each other. You can be a little sweeter. You can be a little more romantic. You throw the princess on the fifth date or the sixth date, you know? Throw the foot rub on the sixth date.
Yeah. You know? Can I ask you a question, Neil? Yeah. When you first started dating your now girlfriend, and she wrote to you, do you remember what you wrote back to her? Like, did you pounce on her? Like, okay, great, let's hang out. Or were you still sort of sitting back thinking,
I was trying to be chill
girl?
About it. And she said, like, let's get a drink. And I remember thinking, like, I will not turn down a drink. There's no way. That was a perfect message. Because, like, you're going to buy me a drink? Perfect. So I was like, that sounds good. Where do you want to meet? You know?
And then, as opposed to, that's great. Maybe I can give you a massage, a foot rub.
Right.
And...
I was like, oh, this is so great. You're so beautiful. Yeah.
Right.
You're my princess. I just went
and I locked my princesses up in my basement.
I think I waited like a day, too. I waited like a full day. And the next day, I was like, that sounds good. Where would you like to meet, or what part of town are you in, or something like that, so we could figure out like where we want to meet. And then she's like, West Hollywood. I'm like, great, me too. How about this bar? And then she's like, awesome. And then we met at that bar like the next, like that weekend.
Okay, I actually have a question for you guys because you are a comedian. So how do we advise Neil on, sorry, Omar? You don't need any advice. Right. Advise Omar on how to like not deflate what he's putting out there, but like. Because I'm sure you guys do this on the stage where you have this one joke and you realize, okay, maybe I'm saying too much or I'm working too hard to get the laugh out of this section of the joke that I've developed. Like, how do you self-edit?
I think one big thing is slow it down. One huge thing with comedy, and this is something I've learned even recently, like within the past year.
Shows
is,
confidence when you slow down.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you slow it down, if you're thinking, if you're reacting, if you're slow it down and get to the point, you know, and also you're cutting out words and shortening things. But I think slowing it down and as far as like, you know, what you want to say, like the princess thing and the stuff, slow it down, get to it eventually. Get to it when you get to it. You don't have to rush into it. You don't have to throw it out there immediately. You don't have to go, oh, I just, we made out last night. Not going to let her know. She's amazing. I got rubber feet. You can't.
These are all my skills.
Go into it assuming she'll be there in a month. You could say in a month or
right,
she'll
exactly.
be there in 2 months. You could say
right.
Two
or in two, even 3 weeks, you know, even 4 weeks. It doesn't have to be immediate.
Yeah,
so
slow
just,
release.
Just slow it down.
I agree with that.
And just be confident. You know, when you're talking, slow it down. Be confident. You can say what you want to say. You can say that place has the best cop salad. Be like, I love this place. It has great cop salad. Not like, the cop salad is great. The lemonade's awesome. And, you know, it's only $8.99 for it's like,
did you see Beyonce's lemonade? I mean, it was so. I'm living my life around it now.
I haven't seen it yet. I listened
either.
To it.
I'm refusing. I'll watch it in like a year when it's not cool. It's like my shtick.
Yeah,
just be outdated.
I'm trying to watch it. I don't have HBO, but I don't have or I have HBO Go, but I wasn't on HBO Go for some reason. I checked it. Like,
that's weird.
I mean, maybe on my laptop. I saw it like on my Apple TV.
Sometimes they do it differently. They don't have everything on there for some reason. I don't
know
why.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I agree.
But I did watch it. I don't know.
I
didn't love it.
Everyone loves Beyonce. She's the princess right now.
Yeah, she is the princess.
I have very strong opinions about that, but it's going to totally change. It's going to completely just go somewhere else. So.
What, about Beyonce?
About the lemonade thing?
Yeah.
I have very strong opinions.
What's your opinion?
I think it was 100% marketing. First of all, Jay-Z is making a ton of money off of it. Second of all, like the whole like women empowerment thing of like, you know, my husband cheated on me, I'm gonna drop this thing.
I saw another special. He cheated on her.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, I don't know about any of this.
Oh,
I'm so
what?
Sorry. I know nothing about this.
He has a kid. With
I thought
else.
Right.
I think you drank lemonade with.
That's what I meant.
Some, like,
that
vodka.
Is what
right,
I meant.
Right.
You are
you're
correct.
Drinking that lemonade and vodka. Great. But this was so Beyonce dropped an album where it was like the first like few tracks or like 5-6 tracks were like Jay-Z cheated on him.
Yeah.
Me, I'm leaving him. I'm taking
Becky.
My kid. My, you know, my yeah. I'm leaving the house. I'm far away. I was listening to the album. I was like, she left. It's over. But she ended up taking him back.
Right.
And that was my issue with it. She dropped the album on his platform on Tidal. So Jay-Z's making a ton of money off of it. They're both making so much money off of it. He appears in some of the music videos, and so he's making more money.
Right.
And then
I bet
also,
he didn't actually cheat on her. It was like a thing for her to like sing about.
Right. something. And it was 2 years ago. She didn't write any of the tracks. She had 14 writers write the tracks. So there's no real raw emotion if she's not writing the tracks. She's just like, oh, cool, you cheated on me. You want to write a song about it? I'll sing it.
Yeah, how do you feel about cheating?
Yeah.
Right.
And the biggest problem I had with it was there was this big message of women empowerment, which I believe Beyonce is like totally behind, and I agree. I think it's great. But the problem I had with it is she put Jay-Z on blast, and she ended up getting back together with him and forgiving him. And there's like songs about forgiveness. Yeah. And then she put the girl who he cheated on blast, like saying
so
that.
So it gets her in trouble. That's not really women empowerment.
Right. It's not women empowerment because she's ruining this one woman's life, Rachel Roy.
Right.
And Rachel Ray's
life. And Rachel
life.
Ray at the same
she
time.
She got caught in the
Thank God,
crossfire.
By the way, I can't stand Rachel Ray. So
right.
Let's just.
Well, she should make a lemonade cooking book. I think
that's a good idea.
That should be her next
Wait,
move.
Didn't Rachel Roy, didn't she cheat with somebody else too?
She's a designer. She's a designer that worked with Jay-Z and they hooked up apparently. Her career is over. Beyonce ruined her career and Jay-Z is unscathed.
See, this is why I'm so not about. See, I didn't know all the information.
Yeah.
But this is why I'm not about bandwagons.
It,
like people just get on a bandwagon and they're like, "Oh, Beyonce's the best." And
everyone's on that bandwagon.
Everyone,
right now.
But
I'm
they don't know shit about it.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank
I mean,
you.
And
for
we
the
do. We have all the inside scoop, but that was really, really helpful information.
I
saw a different special, a different documentary that they had made. I didn't realize you were. Talking
I saw
about.
That too. I saw that documentary.
Did you like that one?
I didn't watch it. I saw it on there. I was gonna. I was looking for the lemonade thing, but I couldn't. I found that documentary, like Jay-Z and Beyonce on the Run or something like that.
Yeah, I didn't really love it, but anyway, and I'm not advising anybody to go watch any of these things or listen. But if you want to, you're more than welcome, Omar. Thank you so much for being on the phone with us. I know you have lots of feet to go cut, so please go do so. I'm going to connect you with Goldie. You're going to go online, fix your profile, start writing to women, and email me an update about what's going on. And then we're going to set up a follow-up call in the next couple of weeks.
Can I say something to Omar?
Yes, of course. Please.
Omar, I think you're a great dude. I think you're a very sweet dude.
Thanks,
I think
man.
You have great intentions. I think you're not a bad-looking dude also, man.
Thanks.
I saw your
very
pictures.
Cute.
You're very cute, man.
And Neil's got a boner right now.
I'm crossing my legs.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the thing is, I'm not getting the attention like on the Tinder, which. I'm
well,
sure
like
you're
I said,
doing
like,
well,
well, with our advice, man, I think really just slow it down and really just take your time, be a little more confident, be a little slower, and leaving that mystery, which you did Saturday night, do that Sunday, and then do that the next week, and then slowly get her to know your personality and be a little more out there, you know?
Slow release.
I think you're going to be great. I think you're
going to
do fine.
You are going to rape online so bad.
Two more things I want to add. I want to add two more things in. I also texted a picture of my organic chocolate espresso chocolate chip brownies, which is a big hit. Anytime I text that to the girl, they eat it up. They love it.
How about just give it to her when she comes over? How about just show her when she comes over and be like, oh, I made this. You want to try this? That's all you got. You don't have to send a picture. That's too much. Right. You're trying too hard.
Yeah.
What is that? I'd be like, what is this
like?
A
good idea.
Did you poop or something? I just see like
it's working anything. For him. I want to hear more about this. We will talk about the gourmet cooking texts on our next call. But that's really interesting. Listen, if things are working, keep doing them. But don't feel like you need to constantly do them to keep a person's interest. Do it once and just say this is what I'm eating right now. Like I just made these. It's what I'm eating. That can be interesting to send that picture over about like a little peek of your lifestyle.
It's weird if you send like a picture of your food. It's like I don't know.
Yeah,
it's like eventually like here's what I'm going to be pooping out. But anyway, we gotta
wrap
it up on that.
And then I'll let you go.
Okay.
Last two things. There's this one girl, I told her, when you mention adventure, girls love it. So I said to her, I have this really awesome adventure planned out. I made the brownies. I dropped it. She said she loves it. She wants to try it. So we've been texting, but because of our schedules, we keep missing each other. I think she's a nurse practitioner.
Gotcha.
Melissa. So last text I got from her is, what are you making there? That was when I sent a picture. She said, what type of plans you were thinking?
Interesting.
So
I'm going to interrupt you because we don't have time, just like she doesn't have time right now. We're missing each other. We will finish this story next time you're on the show. Neil, tell people where they can find you, where they can go see you, where your 76 shows are.
Awesome. You can check me out. I was on Comedy Central's Adam Devine's House Party. It's online. I was on a few episodes of Viceland's Flophouse and other stuff. I do a show at the Westside Comedy Theater every Friday that I'm in town. I'm also at the improv a bunch. Oh, just for last audition. Oh, you're not. It's not gonna. It's gonna air after that.
Yeah. Is there like one central place they can find all this information on?
My website, neilnanda.com. All my shows are there. There's clips. There's everything.
That's
so check
awesome.
It out.
That's awesome. And Kristen Carney.
Yeah, they got it.
Yeah, they know where to go. For me, you can go check out my website, winggirlmethod.com. Go get a copy of my book. Get inside her. It's really awesome. It sold over 20,000 copies. So make sure you get.
20,001.
20,001 copies, yeah. Exactly. New episodes of the Ask Women podcast are uploaded every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific. Go download, go subscribe, whatever makes it easiest for you. You guys are awesome. We will see you next week.